Osprey Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Happy Independence Day. I'm Mark Walters, and I'm going to be filling your prescription for freedom for the next, several hours. Welcome to the program here, coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of South Florida, all the way up to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and every state in between, including parts unknown. I hope you're having a great Independence Day weekend. I have an absolute epic lineup for you today. The guest lineup is huge. It includes Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Breitbart News, my political analyst, AWR Hawkins, Nikki Gosar from Crime Prevention Research Center, Dr. John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, Fox News columnist. You know him. Liberals can't stand him because he feeds them facts and they don't know what to do with facts. Alexander Rubian. Alexander is the president of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. He's sticking it to, you know, Congress. You know the liberals pulled the dopey, what was it, the sit-in? They called it a sit-in a few days back. And then they wanted to push their liberal gun-grabbing agenda in their home districts. Well, Alexander over at the New Jersey Second Amendment Society was having none of that. Went over to meet with his congressman. She didn't like the question he asked. He was forcibly removed. And he's filed charges. He's going to be here to tell us all about it. But first, and I'm going to read you some of the Declaration of Independence, too, and I've got some really fun music to play for you with that. Sean's well aware of that. If you were listening to the Daily Defense program during the week, you heard it. I'm going to go ahead and play it again today. All right, I'm going to start with an audio clip because my first guest was not in the lineup that I just gave you. But suffice to say, she is a personal hero of mine. I've watched her for many, many, many years. I had the honor and the privilege to meet her, to take a ride with her in a car, to speak and share a stage with her at the Second Amendment March in Washington, D.C., right out there in front of the Washington Monument out on the Mall, back in 2010. You know her as Dr. Susanna Hupp, survivor of the October 1991 Luby's Cafeteria Massacre, when madman George Henard crashed his truck into the front window, got out, and systematically murdered 23 people, including her mother and father. You just saw her on Fox News earlier this week. Here's what she had to say.
Now that I have a family to protect, now I feel absolutely very strongly about this. Look, I mean, the fact of the matter is there anybody out there listening right now that thinks that if we were able to somehow magically ban all guns in America, that the bad guys wouldn't still be able to get guns? So all of these laws that they keep proposing only affect people like me. They affect law-abiding citizens. When you label something reasonable or common sense, I mean, you can call the stink of a skunk perfume, but it doesn't change what it really is. These laws only affect, I don't know how much more strongly I can say it, they only affect people like me. They keep people like me from being able to protect myself and my family. And look, every single one of these mass shootings that has occurred in a place where guns weren't allowed.
Right.
And what has stopped the bad guy with the gun? A good guy with a gun.
Never fails. Susanna Hupp, how are you? Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks so much for joining me over Independence Day weekend.
I am so not worthy of that lineup that you just mentioned.
Are you?
Oh, my God, you have
are you
an
kidding
incredible
me?
Group of people. That is.
Oh, come awesome. On. You fit right in there. Come on. You know that. You come on. You were the one on Fox and Friends this week. None of them were. How are you, Suzanne? It's so good to have you here.
Great. Thank you. And happy 4th of July to you.
And happy Independence Day to you, too. Listen, let's start with this. It hasn't been too long ago that you and I talked on the program, and it's always an honor to have you here. Wow, where do we even begin? What in the world is happening since the last time the two of us spoke? Let's start with this incredible push from the gun-grabbing, un-American left, the Democrat Party, now Socialist Party, formerly known as Democrat Party. Let's call them what they are. They own it. What is going on here?
Well, I mean, to be very honest with you, I think what's happening is we've got... We've got a lot of copycats. We have this 24/7 news situation that we've had now for, the last 20 years. And so now people actually, it didn't used to come into their mind, but now it's one of the first things that they think of if they're angry at the world. Now, instead of just killing themselves, they want to take out as many innocent people as they possibly can. So, and that on top of the Islamist nutcases, I started to say something else, and then I remembered we're on radio.
Yeah, you're not on satellite. Remember, you're not on satellite radio.
So this is copycat, and let me tell you, and this isn't a happy thing for me to say, but this is not going to stop. We're going to continue to see this for many, many years to come, and because of that, I think it's absolutely imperative that we allow law-abiding citizens to kill. It's just it's so common sense to me, and yet the other side sees an opportunity. Well, I try to say they see an opportunity to grab our guns, but the truth is, I think a lot of the people are just. You've heard them say it. They say stupid things like, well, we have to do something.
Right.
We've heard that somebody, we have to do something. Okay, yeah, so let's go in and strip people of Second Amendment rights. You know, well, we have to do something.
Susanna, even when something doesn't do anything, they still call for that, and this is not lost on us. I mean, you and I have you know, we've shared the same microphone. We've been to a couple venues together, and we've argued this for many, many years. You've been doing this since 1991, October 16th, 1991,
yeah.
Right? Can you very briefly just give us a rundown on what happened, maybe for listeners who might not know or might not have seen their most recent piece on Fox? Because you've been all over the place. You've been on Kelly's program. You've been all over the news networks around the country. What happened on October 16th, 1991?
The short version is that I was with my parents at a local cafe. The place was packed that day, and this was kind of before all of these mass shootings were actually occurring. And this guy drove his truck through the window and very methodically began executing people. He had complete control of the situation, and back then in the state of Texas, we did not have the ability to carry. So I used to carry my gun illegally in my purse and began leaving it out in my car because I didn't want to lose my license to practice. And so, long story short, my parents and 21 others were killed. I made it out. The police officers, bless their hearts, you know, they were just a building away. And several of them were patients of mine. And they said that when they got there, all they had to do was fire a shot into the ceiling. And this guy rabbited. I mean, that's all it takes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He rabbited to a back bathroom alcove area and exchanged a little gunfire with him and then put a bullet in his own head. So these people always, always go where they know they can shoot people with relative ease, like fish in a barrel. You know, you never see them going to an NRA convention or the dreaded gun show. They're not going to show up at those places.
No, that's because they're the safest places in America, and they know that. And that's proven. That the facts bear that out. In fact, I'll be talking with John Lott. You know, he's an American treasure, as you know. You know, John.
Awesome.
Oh, he is just incredible. His books now in the third edition, More Guns, Less Crime, and John will be here. Fortunately, I say fortunately he's going to be here, but I've only got him for a half hour, so we move quickly with John when we have him on the program. But, you know, I sat on a panel with you on the Stossel show, and I'll never forget John Stossel asking you this question. While the cameras rolled, a live audience in that room, and it was Nikki to my right and you to her right, and he said to you, famously said to you, if you had your firearm that day, would you have been able to stop it? And your response has been something that I've quoted often on both of my radio programs. I've written about it in my columns, and I've talked about it in other pieces that I've written. I think I might even have something about it in my book. And that was, I don't know, but it would have what?
I probably said it would have changed the odds.
Bingo, it would have changed the odds. And I know, I remember you saying that you remembered him reloading. There was an opportunity. You had an ability, or you had the opportunity, what could have been the opportunity. You were one of six other people that were disarmed by the state of Texas on that fateful day. Yeah. Others, like you, had guns in their truck, didn't they, or in their cars?
Yes, that is absolutely true. I wish I could get across to people how incredibly frustrating it is to be in that situation. I've had a lot of people say, well, couldn't you have done this or couldn't you have done that? You know, every circumstance, of course, is different. But I can tell you that my father and my mother and I are thinking people. There was not panic there. We were logically trying to work through it. But you can't go up against a guy with a couple of guns with a salt shaker. You just can't.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Listen, we're getting ready to take a break right here. When we come back, I want to play the very famous clip, just a very few seconds of the clip, of you talking to Congress, the Senate panel, including that smug Chuck Schumer. I have to watch my P's and Q's here, too, because I'm not on satellite radio. When we come back, we'll play the clip, continue the conversation with Susanna Hupp right after this. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio.
Doesn't help to have guns owned by only good people because bad people still get them.
Yeah, that's exactly why we need it.
Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome back. We're going to jump right to the Crossbreed Holster Studio Hotline, where I'm talking to Susanna Gracia Hupp, and she is the author, she's one of many things, but also the author of the book From Lubies to the Legislature, One Woman's Fight Against Gun Control. You heard her tell her story about being in that Lubies cafeteria October 16, 1991, on that fateful day in Killeen, Texas. 23 people murdered at the hands of a crazy lunatic murderer that yet again set off a push for gun control. And Susanna, by the way, the book is available at Amazon or anywhere books are sold. I have my copy. You need to read this. Susanna Hupp then went on to become a Texas legislator. Working through the legislature in Texas, became instrumental in changing and fixing those broken laws. I'm going to play a clip, Susanna. Welcome back to the program. Let me play a clip of, I think, what is probably, I'd be safe to say it's probably your most famous clip from back in, 91 or 92, when you talked to Congress?
Something like that, but it's probably more infamous.
Yeah, infamous. Well, that depends on who you ask. I guess if you ask that smug Schumer and the rest of them, probably yeah. So. Let's take a listen to what you, I guess I'll say, warned the panel, but told the panel, and some saw it as a warning. Maybe that's why it's infamous. Take a listen to this.
I've been sitting here getting more and more fed up with all of this talk about these pieces of machinery having no legitimate sporting purpose, no legitimate hunting purpose. People, that is not the point of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not about duck hunting. And I know I'm not going to make very many friends saying this, but it's about our right, all of our rights, to be able to protect ourselves from all of you guys up there.
They didn't like that very much, but you put that, that's what the Second Amendment is all about. It doesn't say the right of the people to keep and bear arms to hunt shall not be infringed, does it?
No, I explain that a little bit more in the book because, you know, what you can't see on that video is literally Charles Schumer. And look, I want to make it clear, I've been against people that were on the opposite side of the spectrum a million times, and they, for the most part, I've always been very polite and very respectful. Charles Schumer was actually rolling his eyes and chuckling with his aide while I'm talking about my parents being murdered. And so I was having trouble just talking. I've never been quite so angry before. I said what needed to be said. Everybody else there had a job to lose. They couldn't say it, but to me it was the gorilla in the room.
With that, you know, I've watched that 9 minute and 22 second clip many, many times over, and I've watched and I just looked at that piece where you said that, where he is rolling his eyes with that smug look. By the way, New York, you're listening on a number of stations up in New York right now. Thanks a lot. That's the best you've got over the last 35 years. Come on, give us a break, will you? Somebody better than Chuck Schumer, okay? Come on, get to the booth and do something about this clown. All right, look, Susanna, when you see, after what you went through, now let's fast forward to Orlando. Not the bodies of those poor men and women on that floor at Pulse Nightclub, were still laying on that floor, and the Democrats and a local Democrat state senator in Florida had to get up and identify herself because nobody knew who she was. And this was her big moment in front of the camera, her 15 minutes, and she immediately towed the line and went after gun control. How did you feel when you saw that, having lived through that horror yourself and been disarmed?
I guess the word would be frustrated. You know, you mentioned my book, and I'm going to tell folks out there that if you want to know what it's like to be in that situation, read my book, in all seriousness. I mean, I just put it in very plain, simple, easy-to-read language. I don't have statistics in there. It just says what it was like to be in that kind of a situation and why you can't go up against a guy with a gun with that salt shaker. You know, it just lays it out there. And my heart just bleeds for those folks that were there. It frustrates me that people are not allowed to protect themselves. And look, I'm going to say this, I've said this so many times, but somebody in there with a gun is not going to save the first couple of people. you're not going to, you know, if somebody walks in and shoots his estranged wife and the person next to him, it takes that long to react. But will it prevent these high body bag counts? Absolutely it will.
You know, Susanna, let's throw a statistic out there, okay? Florida has the highest number of concealed carry permits of any state in the country. Estimated approximately 3 million. That club had 320 people in it. If you want to use the statistics, approximately 30 to 32 people in that club had a Florida concealed carry permit. Florida bans the possession of firearms in a nightclub because of the alcohol being served. They're banned in a nightclub. Now, that's another gun-free zone that you were talking about, not just on Fox News, but that you've talked about around the country. You talk about it in your book. What needs to be done?
Well, you know, what I hear a lot of times from my Democrat friends, and frankly some Republicans, they said, well, places like that just need armed guards. But what they don't understand is when you put an armed guard in a place like that, particularly if they are uniformed, if I'm the bad guy, who do I shoot first?
That's what he did. He engaged the armed guard. That's exactly what happened. He shot his way in and he got past the armed guard. It was ineffective.
That poor guy is a sitting duck. I mean, he's not going to be standing there with his gun pulled. So a bad guy walks up, shoots him in the face first, and moves on.
We have just a couple minutes left. I wish I could keep you for the next 4.5 days. I could talk to you forever about this, particularly with all the political stuff going on that we're having to deal with and we're having to watch right now. Governor Brown in California. I'm going to be talking with Alan Gottlieb about that in just a few moments. Signing gun confiscation bill out there, turn in your magazines, the guns are going to be next. That's what's coming down the pike. So the gun-free zones, we all know gun-free zones kill people. Tennessee just passed a law now creating a liability. If they put a no-gun sign up, somebody goes into the place, even if they're forced to walk back out to their car, Susanna, to put the gun away and some harm comes to them as a result of that, they can now sue the establishment. It's Tennessee law. So we're seeing some changes there. But what I want you to take us to the break with this. What do you want to tell? Because we're going to run out of time. You and I both know that the Democrats know this. They know this isn't about gun free. They know what this is about. They're trying to take our guns away from us, Susanna. What do you want to tell them? Take it to the break with it. What do we need to do? What can all of us do to help put an end to this?
It's to me, I'll tell you the honest truth. You need to hit it in the schools because that's where we're losing this battle. We're losing the battle in the school systems because the public schools are now teaching that socialism and the Second Amendment are the way, or getting rid of the Second Amendment are the way to go. That's where we're losing it. Those people grow up and they vote for these people. They grow up and they vote for the Chuck Schumers of the world. They grow up and run for office. That's where we're losing it, folks.
All right. I want to thank you, Susanna. Perfect timing right there. We're getting ready to end this segment. Thank you for everything that you do, for everything that you've done over the years. Can't wait to have you back on. Susanna Hupp from Lubies to the Legislature, One Woman's Fight Against Gun Control. You see her everywhere. If you don't know who she is, Google her up, re-listen to this, buy her book, Everything You Need to Know. She's lived the horror and understands that gun-free zones kill. When I come back, Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Provocative conversation next.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and...
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. That's, I keep telling you this week after week. You're listening to Mark Wills, multi-platinum country recording artist. You know, Mark lives right down the road from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, and we talk a lot, but he's touring right now. He's at the Grand Ole Opry on Fridays. And I promise you, he will be here soon. I promise you. He's a lot of fun to have. He'll be in the studio because he's local. So we're looking forward to miking him up. I get a lot of email from you. When are you going to have Mark Wills back on? You know, Mark Wills is a multi-platinum country singer, but not just that. He was the host of television's Three Gun Nation, and he's a great advocate and ambassador for the right to keep and bear arms. So I promise you we'll have him back. Those of you who are sending me those emails, I promise you. He will come back. It's just a schedule thing. He's multi-platinum. What do you expect, man? You don't get multi-platinum by staying home and barbecuing. You get multi-platinum by going out and touring and stuff. And that's what he does. My next guest, though, is not going to disappoint you. You hear him here every week, a very good friend of mine. That makes him a good friend of yours. He is the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, the only organization across the country, the only organization fighting in courtrooms across the country for your right to bear arms. An average of 30 cases ongoing at any given time. The great Alan Gottlieb joins me. Alan, welcome to the show, my friend. Happy Independence Day, brother.
Thank you, Mark. Same to you and all your listeners. And speaking of court cases, I can't really talk about it yet, but I think we're filing a new one next week. So maybe next Sunday or so we can get into it.
You know what? I have a guess, and I'll just shut my trap, but I might be able to guess. I'll leave that one alone until next week. Great teaser, Alan. Thanks for bringing it up. Let's start with this. Let's go after what you know to be my favorite topic, and that's the socialists, formerly known as Democrats, who are now outed themselves, running around naked. They're out of the closet. The emperor's clothes are off. These are socialists like we've never seen before. Gun-hating, un-American, gun-grabbing socialists. That's what they stand for as they come after my civil rights. What about that unbelievable display on the floor of the House of Representatives last week, and now we have clear violations? Is anything going to be done?
Well, Mark, let me first of all say it's a little hard to conceal carry your anti-gun rights agenda when you're sort of naked on the House floor. but I mean,
which they were, by the way. But that's a visual we don't want to go. Radio theater of the mind. We'll leave that one alone.
Now, of course, they're in big trouble with an ethics complaint filed against them, because it seems that while they were doing their sit-in on the House floor stopping House business, they were also tweeting and texting and sending out emails to raise funds from the House floor, which is not legal under House rules and a total ethics violation. And I'm pushing and hoping that, in fact, Congress is going to punish all of them who did that. Trying to use the incident, the Orlando tragedy off the House floor to raise funds for their campaigns, using taxpayer property to do it from. I think this one is really going to backfire on them greatly, and I'm really glad this ethics complaint has been filed.
All right, Ken, I don't want to put you on the spot, and I don't want you to name any names, but have you personally spoken to any of our representatives? Or do you have any information knowing that this might how this might turn out? Any word you can give listeners at all?
Well, all I can say is the House Ethics Committee is definitely going to look at the complaint, and okay. they're going to give it their due diligence and treat it just like any other House ethics complaint. But this one's really great because it's our opponents who are attacking our rights who just got snared in their own trap.
Well, let's get into the weeds on this a little bit, Paul Ryan. We've, a little bit wishy-washy here, Alan. Here we see a bunch of Democrats violating the rules of the House, literally pushing the country to the brink, taking over the House in violation of procedure. And what does Paul Ryan do? He's caving in to give them a vote. This shows incredible weakness. Why is he doing it? Is it going to embolden the Democrats? And what does the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation feel about this?
Well, first of all, Paul Ryan is saying he's not caving in to give them a vote. He's caving in to give Republicans a vote who want to do something that doesn't infringe on due process rights. We'll see what that is, because I've not seen the language yet, so I'm reserving judgment. But he's not giving in to the Democrats, so to speak. It's a Republican agenda that's going to go forth in the House. And let's just hope that Republican agenda is pro-gun rights.
Alan, here's what I can tell you. I'm feverishly writing here. As you were saying that, here's why. Who is naive? Is Paul Ryan naive enough to know or to believe in any way, shape, or form that the media is going to portray it the way you just did? They're going to portray this as a Democrat victory. They whined like a bunch of crybaby socialists. They got what they wanted. Paul Ryan caved. That's the way the major media is going to portray this. Paul Ryan's got to know that.
Well, I think you're probably right about that, but let's look at it from a different point of view. Maybe the Republicans who are trying to get some recorded votes on some Democrats they think they can beat in the upcoming elections for casting an anti-gun vote based upon how the Republicans set up the language. So let's just wait and see, and we'll talk about it next week when we actually see what happens. But there may
okay.
be more to this. There may be more than this story to the story. I understand everybody's concern, because anytime you mention the word gun in legislation, it usually is, something sticking us, in the eye. So, that's why we're all concerned about this. But in this case, let's just wait a week and see exactly what happens. And then we can, either say this is a brilliant move and we now have got some anti-gun Democrats, casting a vote and putting them in a bad position. Or we'll see if the Republicans caved or not. I have a feeling they're not going to cave, so I hope I'm right.
I do too, and I'm sensing some things here from you, so we'll wait till next week. Here's the way I'll leave that. It sounds to me like politics are being played on the floor of the House of Representatives, and that's not shocking to anybody. If anybody knows about how those politics are played, it's you. So we'll move on from that, and I can't wait for next week. You've given us two great teasers looking into next week's Armed American Radio broadcast. Okay. The next one, Traffic Desk. You put out, and I'm a member of the Board of Directors of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. I was really pleased to see this because this, to me, was hard-hitting stuff. The Democrats always push, they like to compare guns to cars, don't they? They do that all the time. They talk about cars and licensing and registration and insurance and statistics. Isn't that the case, Alan?
Oh, they love to do that. But when it backfires and looks the other way, they try to ignore it. You know, and we just had the released data for last year. They've released the data for here that now shows the traffic fatalities last year are up 7.7%, and more than 35,000 people were killed. So we don't have, you know, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, or congressional Democrats cracking down on car owners the way they like to crack down on gun owners. I mean, last year was the highest number of people killed on our highways since 2008. You know, you'd think the Democrats would be jumping all over this, you know. But on the other hand, and at the same time, by the way, let's be candid about it, FBI and crime data shows that we have a continuing decline in the number of gun-related homicides. So while the Democrats scream about the, you know, gun violence epidemic, there is no epidemic, and it's, you know, numbers go down. But when you have automobile fatalities going up, and maybe it is an epidemic, they try to ignore it because they don't want to compare guns to cars when it doesn't look good for them.
Which seems to be their overarching agenda anyway. They never want to highlight what's bad for them. Because, you know, they get away with that, Alan, simply because the media allows them to get away with that. Now, here's the way I'm going to take this into the break. Let me just read off some of this press release from the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Some of you may know it as CCRKBA. Traffic deaths up sharply, but Dems not pushing car bans. Traffic fatalities rose 7.7% last year. More than 35,000 people were killed. So why aren't Obama, Hillary Clinton, and congressional Democrats, the socialists, cracking down on car owners the way they do gun owners? And then you are quoted in the release, last year saw the highest number of people killed on the highway since 08. Anti-gunners say we should treat guns like cars, but that might be a little dangerous considering the increase in traffic fatalities. However, if we did treat guns like cars, people would be able to carry their guns in all 50 states just like they drive their cars. Maybe Democrats should push for background checks on anyone who wants to drive a car, Gottlieb suggested. The statistic doesn't say how many people were killed by drivers who didn't have a license or were driving with suspended licenses or were unlicensed illegal aliens. So when we come back from the break, we're going to continue the conversation with Alan Gottlieb. We're also going to talk next about the California gun confiscation and the other five gun control laws signed by Governor Brown out in the California, spell it with a K. We'll be back right after this with Alan Gottlieb.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand brand new guns, but this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
You're tuned in
to Armed American Radio.
Those who oppose any common sense gun control or gun safety measures have a pretty effective way of ginning up fear that somehow the federal government's about to take all your guns away.
Look, if you're a Democrat pulling the lever for gun grabbers, you're no friend of mine.
Protecting your right to bear arms.
Here is Armed American Radio's Mark Walters.
129 days left. You know, this guy's term is coming to a close, and we no longer have to listen to that. It's difficult to listen to that voice. I have played you the audio clips of him outright lying to you, flat out lying to you, because, you know, he depends on your stupidity. And sadly, half of you are stupid, and you fall for this stuff. And we can play you the tape over and over and over again, and it won't sink into you because you aren't capable of thinking. You're only capable of feeling. And until you grow a brainstem, you're going to fall for this crap. You're a headline surfer. And look, you Democrats that are gun owners and like to tell me that you support gun rights, oh, man, I've got shows coming up for you. No, you don't. No, you don't. And we're going to talk about that as we get closer and closer. You know what? I got to go there quickly. You know what you are? You're Democrats who own guns, and that's great. But there's clearly a bigger issue for you over and above your right to bear arms. You're willing to give it up. You must know that they're coming after your right to bear arms. Proof of that is in the pudding in California. Alan Gottlieb, welcome back to the show, my friend. Let's go to California, shall we?
No, I don't want to go to California.
Metaphorically speaking, maybe? All right, let's do this. Governor Jerry Brown, I'm going to pull this out of the L.A. Times. Governor Jerry Brown signs bulk of sweeping gun control package into law, vetoes five bills. Now, you know Governor Brown personally, don't you?
Yes, I've known him for a long time. Back in when I ran the Talk America Radio Network, we broadcast and syndicated his show before he was governor. This really disturbs me to see Jerry Brown do this, because on one hand, I know that he supports Second Amendment rights, but on the other hand, I know he has to cater to his constituents in the Democratic Party. And therefore, he tries to slice the baby down the middle, vetoes some anti-gun bills, and signs some others. But, you know, over time, what happens that way is we have nothing left because, you know, eventually they all get signed.
Well, you know, it's very hard to swallow that pill, to hear that Governor Brown supports Second Amendment rights when the legislation that he does sign is so bad and continues to allow California to be the petri dish of this un-American, unconstitutional, gun-grabbing agenda. It's difficult to try to put him in that light. Let's go through the six gun control bills he signed, because what he did here, Alan, and I want you to tell me if I'm wrong, and I want you to slap me down if I'm out of line here, okay? Here, look, he's pushing this nation to the precipice. This is as close to confiscation, I think, as we're going to come yet. Here's what the bills that he signed will do. Number one, will require an ID and a background check to purchase ammunition and create a new state database of ammunition owners. That's unbelievable. Let's go ahead and tackle that one first.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, and it's particularly in the fact that basically in California, all gun owners are already registered, and they're in a database as a gun owner in the state of California. So if you already own a gun and you're in the database, what's the point of setting up a separate ammunition database? Because, of course, if you own a gun, you're going to own ammunition. So, I mean, realistically, one can make an argument that they've already got you in the database to start with. But now what's going to happen is it's going to also cost you more money and more tax dollars and more paperwork for, you know, ammunition dealers for driving the prices up. It's absolutely stupid. It serves no purpose in the state of California. Even if you're a gun control freak and you want gun owners licensed and registered and in a database, they already have them in this database. So what's the point of having two databases that do the exact same thing? This just shows how extreme the anti-gunners can be.
Well, you know, they left something out on there, too. They left out the fact, the LA Times, I don't expect them to give it. This is one of the nation's preeminent liberal rags. But what they left out on here was that each of those transactions is also going to be filmed. So let's go to the next one. They just signed it. It goes into effect next year. Ban possession of ammunition magazines that hold more than 10 bullets. Now, I got to give the LA Times, this liberal rag, some props for at least calling it magazines instead of clips this go around. But hold more than 10 bullets. What they left out here, Alan, is that particular bill requires confiscation. You have to turn them in. Give them to me. Feinstein wants them. If Mr. and Mrs. America, if I had 51 votes, turn them all in, I would have. That's what they're doing in California, and you know that's coming next. What about that one?
Yeah, you're 100% right. And unfortunately for us in California, the NRA and other gun rights groups, you know, can't stop this kind of stuff because Democrats have a supermajority in the state, in the Assembly, in the state Senate, and have the governor's mansion. So this is the problem we face. And also in California, we're faced with an extreme bill that carries all these provisions in it, and even you know, with worse regulations to it, going on to the ballot come November. So gun owners in California are being hogtied 6 ways from Sunday, and the Democrats trying to see who can anti-gun the next Democrat. And this is the problem when one party gets full control, who doesn't support constitutional rights. This is what you can expect.
Elections have consequences, and I know I get emails from you in California listening to this program. Please stop telling me that. I know that, but I am out-registered 1,000-1 here by Democrats, and my advice to you is never give up the fight. You would never lay down your arms on the battlefield, would you? If you do, you become inconsequential. You're no longer part of the fight. Get out of the way. You have to continue to fight. You do that by voting. Keep it up. I got burned personally in Illinois. I was made to look like a fool, and I'm glad I did. They became the 50th state to enact concealed carry, and I told people to move. 3 short years later, things can change. All right.
Yes, they can, and that's why I'm headed off later this month here in July. I'm going to be doing a California tour, helping to organize and push gun rights activists to stay in the fight and keep fighting, because you can't lay down. You're right.
Yeah, you can't. If you lay down, you just become a pile. You need to move out of the way. All right, the next one here that matters, restrict the loaning of guns without background checks to close family members. Alan, I've been up to your offices up in Bellevue, Washington. You can't lend me a gun when I get there if I don't want to fly with one because of these dopey laws. The same thing happening in California now with background checks. If my neighbor wants to borrow my gun, I now have to march him to a gun store. He's got to get expanded background checks, pay fees. Does this all have to do with the fact that California is broke as a choked chicken and a church mouse? Is that what this is about?
Well, they probably are broke and probably have problems, but I think what's really behind this is Michael Bloomberg and his anti-gun lobbying. And this is something he's been pushing in a number of different states, and I think this is coming out of Bloomberg's Everytown group, to make it next to impossible for people to use firearms in legitimate, lawful fashions. Therefore, if you can't use them, why bother to buy them and own them? And it's meant to discourage gun ownership and gun use, and that's what these laws do.
All right, this is a very dangerous game that the governor and the Democrats are playing in California. Here's why, Alan. We're getting ready to close out this hour, so I'll kind of leave you with this and get about a 10 or 15-second response from you. But I often say that the day is rapidly approaching that good, decent, law-abiding Americans are going to be forced to make terrible decisions. That day is upon us in California. Now, all right, tip your hat, Mark. What are you talking about? Are you going to comply with these laws?
Well, obviously, my guess is there'll be an awful lot of people in California that won't comply with the laws. But at the same time, in many cases, you're going to be forced to comply with the laws and you won't have a choice. Some of these things that are enacted into law here, I think, are challengeable.
Right.
As a result, I think we'll get challenged. But again, we have this situation where you have a court system in this country that's getting more and more dominated by Barack Obama and liberal Democrat appointees on the bench, closing the courthouse door in our face right now. And this concerns me because I've been doing, yeoman's work for gun rights in the courts with great victories. And I'm really alarmed at where we're going. That's why it's really, really important that Hillary Clinton not get elected president of the United States.
I'll leave it right there, Alan. Thank you for being here. Thank you. We're running out of time. That's a perfect place to end it. Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. I'm a life member. It's on the wall at Crossbreed Holster Studios. You need to be one, too. SAF.org. Wow, the epic broadcast on Independence Day continues right after this. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club and never find yourself in a gun-free zone.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.